Hi, everyone, and welcome to A+. I'm Joe.
And I'm Angeline. So, Brendan and Patricia have been bitten by the travel bug again, which means they want to travel.
That's right. They want to get out and get around Taiwan and discover more about the country. And they want to travel, but they want to go somewhere cheap.
Yeah.
Yes, they don't want to spend a lot of money. So they're traveling in Taiwan. That's one of the great things about traveling around this country. If you just take the train, It's super, super cheap. I can't think of anywhere I've been in the world where it's that inexpensive to get around by train.
So Brendan asks Patricia where she wants to go next. And then Patricia suggests checking out train stations.
She's a train fan. She's a train buff. She loves these old stations around Taiwan. And she says they can go to Jutian Station, which is in Pingdong County. Now, why do they want to go there?
Well, there are a lot of old wooden buildings there. And although they are quite interested in going there, Patricia decides they should consider other train stations as well.
That's right. If you remember that word consider, it means to think about something, to consider or think about your options. So that's what they're going to do today. They're going to consider or think about some other train stations in Taiwan. So let's get to the conversation right now.
Train stations of Taiwan.
Brendan and Patricia are at Dongshan train station.
I'm glad we decided to come to Yilan's Dongshan train station.
The station looks very new and modern, like a tunnel of trees.
This place was designed for people to visit.
So you can come here even if you don't have to catch a train?
That's right. A ticket to enter the station and look around is only $6 NT.
Look at these chairs.
They're designed like kites. Dongshan is known for its kite festival.
I think there's also a kite museum here. We can visit it later.
There are lots of other kite decorations here too.
Wow, Taiwan has beautiful old stations as well as stunning modern ones.
Brendan and Patricia continue looking around the station. Modern. Sarah's house looks very new and modern. Sarah's house looks very new and modern. Tunnel. It takes about 12 minutes to drive through the tunnel. It takes about 12 minutes to drive through the tunnel. Catch. Catch, caught. I think we can catch the 6 p.m. bus. I think we can catch the 6 p.m. bus. Museum. You can see this famous painting in the museum. You can see this famous painting in the museum.
Okay, so actually it looks like Brendan and Patricia have decided on which train station they'd like to visit, because our scenario says Brendan and Patricia are at Dongshan train station.
Okay, not Jutian, they're at Dongshan train station, and there, Patricia says, I'm glad we decided to come to Yilan's Dongshan train station. So they're in Yilan, they're on the east coast. They didn't go to Pingdong. I'm sure it's beautiful there. I love going to Pingdong, to the beautiful beaches and things like that. But they decided to go to Yilan instead.
Maybe it was closer to Taipei.
Closer.
Right?
It's really close to get there. You can get there on the train in an hour or less. Even if you take a bus, it's like 40 minutes if you go through the tunnel. So it's very convenient.
Really long tunnel.
Yeah, the super long tunnel through the mountains. It's so convenient. to get to Yilan now.
Mm-hmm. So Brendan says, the station looks very new and modern, like a tunnel of trees. So the word modern is an adjective. If something is modern, it is made or done using the most recent designs or methods. Okay? An example of modern technology is smartphones. Here is another example sentence. Sarah's house looks very new and modern. Sarah's house looks very new and modern.
Okay, so that's what modern means. Mm-hmm. It means it's from right now, or it looks like it comes from the future. It doesn't look old, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
Our other word power word is tunnel, and it means a passage that has been dug under the ground for cars or for trains to go through. So I mentioned that tunnel that goes through the mountains to Yilan from Taipei. For example, it takes about 12 minutes to drive through the tunnel. It takes about 12 minutes to drive through the tunnel. That would be a really long tunnel if it took 12 minutes to drive through, especially if you're in a car or a truck or a bus and it's going 100 kilometers an hour. That's a very long tunnel, kind of like the one like we just talked about that goes to Yilan.
Mm-hmm. Patricia tells us why the station looks so nice. She says this place was designed for people to visit, so that's why it's so modern. They wanted people to visit the station.
They wanted to make it like a tourist attraction, to give people a reason to go to places. A lot of small towns, they need tourists to come through to spend their money in those places because perhaps they had industries there before, they had mines, they had farms. Sometimes those things stop and they turn to tourism. They want people to come and see it.
Right.
So Brendan says, so you can come here even if you don't have to catch a train. So you can just go there to check out the station. It's an attraction by itself. Now he says to catch a train. Catch means to be in time for a bus, a train, or a plane and get on it. For example, I think we can catch the 6 p.m. bus. I think we can catch the 6 p.m. bus.
Catch also means like if I threw a ball at you.
If you threw a ball and I catch it in my hands.
Yeah.
Or sometimes we also have a phrase that we say, catch you later.
It's like saying
see you later. It's not like I'm going to catch you later. You're going to be falling and I'm going to catch you. No, it's like saying I'll see you later or see you next time. Catch you later. So we have many different uses. There's catch, literally, catch a ball.
Yes.
Catch something somebody has thrown or is falling. Or catch a bus. Or to catch you later.
Catch
see you
later.
Next time.
Right. Patricia says, that's right. A ticket to enter the station and look around is only, guess what? $6.
Six NT.
Yes.
Basically free. It's almost free.
You can't even buy anything with $6.
I don't know what you can buy for 6 NT, but you can get into the train station. So if you've got a 5 and a 1, you can definitely get in there and check it out.
Right.
Now, Brendan, he's excited. He's excited about the chairs. He says, look at these chairs. What is special about the chairs? A chair is something you sit down in. I guess he really wants to sit down. Ooh, chairs! I can sit down. Maybe his legs are tired. He's feeling sleepy, or perhaps there's something special about these chairs.
Have you been there before?
I have never been.
This is all new to me. Yeah, I've never been there either. Okay, so Patricia tells us what's so special about these chairs. She says they're designed like kites. Do you all know what a kite is? It's a toy made out of a light frame covered with light material like paper or cloth. And there's a long string at the end of it. Usually it's like in a diamond. Well, not necessarily, but a diamond shape, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can fly the kite in the air and control the kite using these strings.
Does that mean these chairs can fly?
That would be so cool.
That would be awesome. Flying chairs. Note to self, invent flying chairs.
Okay.
Might be a bad idea. I don't know. I'll try them out. I'll have somebody else be the test pilot for
them. I can do it.
You'll do it. Okay. Volunteer. She will test out my flying chairs.
Okay.
Patricia then continues to say, Dongshan is known for its kite festival. Okay. That's why they did it. It wasn't some random design or the artist didn't say, I feel like designing kite chairs today. Dongshan is known for this kite festival. If someone or something is known for something, it means everybody knows when they think of that place or that thing, they also think of this other thing. So if you go to somebody and say, Dongshan, they'll say, Oh, the place with the kite festival, because Dongshan is known for that.
Just like Yilan is known for...
It's known for a lot of different things. It's known for the seaside cliffs. It's known for its many beautiful train stations.
And
it's known for its coastal scenery. What else?
What about that green thing that grows?
Really green long. Thing that grows. Give me a hint. The green thing...
That you can eat.
You can eat onions?
Yeah.
Onions. Yilan onions, of course.
Yeah. They're famous for that.
You can buy onion cakes. You can buy onion ice cream. You can buy onion everything.
Onion.
It's delicious.
Really?
Don't knock it until you've tried it.
Okay.
But don't get too close to people after you've had it when you're talking to them. They'll go, hi.
Oh my God.
They'll get a nice big breath of onion in their face.
Oh, God.
Brush your teeth before, after you eat onion ice cream.
Okay. So Brendan says, I think there's also a kite museum here. Well, isn't that fitting? They have kite chairs because of the kite festival, and obviously they have a kite museum. So he says, we can visit it later. A museum is a building in which objects of artistic, cultural, historical, or scientific objects are kept and shown to the public. So not only can you see these things, there is also a lot to learn. I actually enjoy going to museums. What about you?
When I was a kid, I hated museums.
Really?
My parents would go on vacation, take me and my brother on vacation. They'd say, oh, we can go to the museum. I go,
boring.
Boring. But now I'm an adult, and that's what I do when I go on vacation.
Yeah,
I go to museums. I guess I must have got old at some point. But I do like going to them because you learn about culture, you learn about literature, you learn about art, and you really get to know a place that you've never been to before.
I actually went to the
921
Earthquake Museum in Taichung. Have you guys been?
I have not been there before. That's one of the ones I have yet to go to.
It was built on the school that was actually destroyed or ruined during the earthquake. So you can see what's left of the school and actually how bad the damage was. So it was actually really interesting.
It's an interesting thing that you can go to see if you happen to be in that area.
In Taichung, yeah. Anyway, here is an example sentence for the word museum. You can see this famous painting in the museum. You can see this famous painting in the museum.
All right, moving on with the conversation. Patricia says there are lots of other kite decorations here too. A decoration is like a piece of art that you can hang up in your home. It's something that looks nice, something that looks pretty, something that you will put up to make your home or your apartment or just some place look a little bit better.
Right, so like when we have Christmas decorations, like we decorate our house with, I don't know, snowmen,
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer,
Santa
Christmas
Claus,
trees, Christmas lights, those are all decorations.
Mm-hmm. So Brendan says, wow, Taiwan has beautiful old stations, as well as stunning modern ones. So before we continue with our article, let's take a short break for our 英文快语通 lesson.
Oh, my friend is going to Japan. 我想想看要请他带什么回来好呢? I want some cookies, some makeup stuff, as well as some chocolate. 那我今天就来教教大家野汉的英文好啦。 别急着转台 你想说汉这谁不会啊 就 and A-N-D 啊 这我国小的小弟弟都蛮会 没错，你可以用and来说 我要请我朋友帮我带饼干、化妆品和巧克力 你可以说 I want some cookies, some makeup stuff, and some chocolate 但是我刚刚一开始说的是 as well as some chocolate 我们口语上也可以说 A as well as B 来表示也和 用法就和and的连接词是一样的 是连接两个以上 相同词性或结构 所以A是名词 B也要接名词 A如果是ING B也要接ING A如果是片语 B也要接片语 比如说 Tourists are shopping as well as trying new food Tourists are shopping as well as trying new food 旅客在逛街的同时也尝试新的食物 用as well as 连接shopping和trying都是V-I-N-G 我们可以再举一个例子啦 I did my homework as well as cleaned my room over the weekend. I did my homework as well as cleaned my room over the weekend. 刚刚过了这个周末啊，我做了功课，也打扫了房间。As well as 连接的就是 did my homework and cleaned my room 这两个过去式的动词片语啦。我们也会用 and 说谁和谁，一样也是用 A as well as B， 不过要注意后面接的动词不是复数动词，而是跟着要改变的哦。我们直接来看例句好了。 Hannah as well as I loves James Bond moviesHannah as well as I loves James Bond movies. 汉娜和我都很喜欢007的电影啦。要用单数动词 loves， 是因为这里的 A 是 Hannah 第三人称。不过若是 we as well as the teacher are going to the dinner party。We as well as the teacher are going to the dinner party. 这里的 A 是指 we， 所以后面接的是要用 are， 这样懂所谓动词形态要跟着 A 了吧？ A plus as well as I will be happy to see you next time. Bye bye.
And we're back. So we learned as well yesterday, which means too,、mm-hmm. right? So as well as means also.My gosh, there are so many ways to express yourself in English.
There are so many ways. Don't worry, it's not always so confusing.、Yeah. We're here to explain it all for you.、
Mm-hmm. So in our article, Brendan said that Taiwan has a lot of beautiful old stations as well as stunning modern ones. The word stunning is an adjective. If something is stunning, it is extremely attractive or impressive. So if you see a girl or a guy on the street, you can say, you look absolutely stunning.
You look stunning today, my dear. And they're like, oh, really? Oh, this old thing? I just threw it on. Okay, now back to the article,、the closing scenario. Brendan and Patricia continue looking around the station. They're going to、mm-hmm. just continue or to keep on looking around and、discovering more about Dongshan Station.、
Mm-hmm.
So if you ever have a chance, you can go check out all this stuff too. The chairs, the museums, everything that it has to offer.、
Mm-hmm.
We're almost out of time. Before we leave you though, let's go to our wrap up.Brendan and Patricia today, they changed their minds. Before they were looking at、Jutian Station,、
yeah.
they decided to go to Dongshan instead. And it was a good choice because Dongshan is known for its kite festival. And there are a lot of hints around the station that show you that it's all about kites at、
yeah.
Dongshan Station.
There was the kite chair.
There's the kite museums、yeah. that's around the station、
yeah.
as well.
That was pretty much...Oh.
That's pretty much it. They had chairs and they have a museum. But、if you go there, it's very pretty.、
Mm-hmm.
It's、quite historic. And it's just an enjoyable place to be. And this is just one example of the many stations around Taiwan that are unique and are tourist attractions、
mm-hmm.
in themselves. And they're affordable, too. This one, it's just 6 NT to go inside if you just want to have a look around, if you don't necessarily want to catch a train to、
yeah.
a place. So you can just go have a look.、
Mm-hmm.
All right, so remember that、you can travel within your own country. You don't need to go overseas. You can learn new things, see new things in your own country, too.
But just before we leave...I want to hold you to your promise about your kite chair.
Kite chair.
Flying
yes,
chair.
Yes. I will design a kite chair. Angeline will be my test pilot. And hopefully, both of us will return in one piece for our next program.
Okay.
Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Angeline.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's stop for a picnic here in the shade.
Let's stop for a picnic here in the shade.
Hello, 我是 Celine. 大家爬山健行走累了，如果在良辰美景鸟语花香下野个餐，是不是皆大欢喜啊？所以如果你走累了，哎，看手表，时间差不多，就赶快说出这句话吧。Let's stop for a picnic here in the shade. Let's stop for a picnic here in the shade.我们就在这个树荫下野餐吧。你想想看，如果很累的时候说，我想休息 ，I'm so tired, I want to take a break， 是不是很公主病？这时候如果取而代之的说出，哎，要不要在这个树荫下野餐？听起来好像是你在为大家着想，时机是不是恰恰好呢？好了，这是我的小心机。Stop for something 就是为某事稍微暂停一下 ，shade 是阴影的意思，这边指的当然就是树的阴影，也就是树荫。那如果太阳比较大，在树荫下一定是比较舒服啦。那或者说，如果你只是想要吃点小东西补充一下体力，我们也可以说 Let's stop for a quick snack here. Let's stop for a quick snack here. 我们在这里休息一下，吃点小点心吧。吃点心的休息时间，我们可以叫做snack break. Snack break. 如果一般状况想要来个点心时间，我们也可以说 Let's have a snack break. Let's have a snack break.所以我们再来复习一遍今天的句子哦。 Let's stop for a picnic here in the shade. 好, you deserve a snack break after watching today's 小聚会. I'll see you next time. Bye.
Let's stop for a picnic here in the shade.
Let's stop for a picnic here in the shade.
Train stations of Taiwan.
Brendan and Patricia are at Dongshan train station.
I'm glad we decided to come to Yilan's Dongshan train station.
The station looks very new and modern, like a tunnel of trees.
This place was designed for people to visit.
So you can come here even if you don't have to catch a train?
That's right. A ticket to enter the station and look around is only $6 NT.
Look at these chairs.
They're designed like kites. Dongshan is known for its kite festival.
I think there's also a kite museum here. We can visit it later.
There are lots of other kite decorations here too.
Wow, Taiwan has beautiful old stations as well as stunning modern ones.
Brendan and Patricia continue looking around the station. Modern. Modern. Sarah's house looks very new and modern. Sarah's house looks very new and modern. Tunnel. Tunnel. It takes about 12 minutes to drive through the tunnel. It takes about 12 minutes to drive through the tunnel. Catch. Catch. Catch, caught, caught. I think we can catch the 6 p.m. bus. I think we can catch the 6 p.m. bus. Museum. Museum. You can see this famous painting in the museum. You can see this famous painting in the museum.